Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with the Giants' first-round draft pick, who had a tremendous first season for the Giants as Brian Reynolds. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
What do you think of the ballpark, first of all?
Oh, the ballpark's beautiful. You know, it's big. It's everything you imagine.
All right, being picked by the Giants, now I know you're at Vanderbilt, and obviously a very good college program. Tyler Beattie's been on the show with me a number of times. Did you think the Giants were going to pick you? What did you think?
I really had no idea what was going to happen. You know, I was kind of blind in it, and just, you know, a great team picked me, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, Brian Reynolds, how'd you find out that you were picked? Did you watch the draft? Were you at the draft?
Well, I was at my house with my family and a couple of my friends, and it came over the TV, and everybody exploded.
All right, let's talk about your first year. And, of course, we do the Minor League Report every Sunday, and we followed you at Salem Kaiser. We followed you to Augusta. And when they got knocked out that last weekend, they lost that doubleheader, we followed you to San Jose to be in the playoffs. So tell us about your first year in the organization and how you did.
It was a great experience. Like you said, I got to play with three different teams. I got to meet a bunch of people, learn a lot of new things, and, you know, just get to play baseball every day. So I was really happy with it, and it was a great time.
Brian, what's the strength of your game so the fans get to know a little bit about you? You know, give us a little scouting report on Brian Reynolds.
Well, I'm a switch-hitting outfielder who can run a little bit. So, yeah. That's me.
Well, that's a good start. And you got power?
Yeah, in spurts. We'll work on that in the offseason, get a little stronger.
Okay. Now, in this ballpark, you know, you look at right field, it looks easy to hit it. It's not that simple to get it out there. But this is a good gap-to-gap ballpark. Doubles, triples part of your game, too?
Yeah, I think that's more of my strength than, you know, hitting the ball out of the park. So I'm excited, you know, get the opportunity to come up here and play in a big park.
All right, so you're out of Nashville, and you were a Braves fan growing up?
Yeah, Braves, Chipper Jones.
And why did you pick Chipper Jones? What did you like about him?
You know, a switch hitter, and I was kind of messing around in the cage early on with my dad doing that, and I just loved the way he played the game.
Did your dad teach you how to be a switch hitter?
Yeah, he taught me pretty much everything I know about baseball and hitting.
Now, what's his background with baseball, other than being a great dad and obviously knowing the game?
He doesn't have any background, but he knows what he's saying.
Well, he did, because he's got a first-round pick for his son, which is pretty darn good. Now, you're from Nashville, and is that why Vanderbilt, the way you chose Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I'd grown up going to the games. You know, they had David Price there, so I got to grow up watching him pitch. And then, you know, when they offered me, I can't turn a school like that down.
Yeah. What's the transition coming into pro ball? How you live, how you take care of yourself, being on your own? Explain to the fans what it's like going to rookie ball.
I think the biggest difference between, you know, coming up from college or a high school kid going into pro ball is just the everyday repetitions. Because in college, you know, you play the weekend and then you have those few days off during the week. But pro ball is every day, you know, it's kind of a grind. But, you know, it's just the biggest thing is separating each day into its own and not letting it overwhelm you.
Now, where do you live when you're up in Salem Kaiser? Do you have a host family and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Salem was host family and Augusta was apartments.
Okay, so what do you prefer?
I like host families.
Good, better food?
Yeah, just kind of feels like you're at home a little more.
Yeah. All right, now you're out here with the Giants, and did you get to talk to any of the outfielders at all? And what's your itinerary since you've been here?
Well, I got here about an hour ago, and I got a tour of the facility. You know, I got to go up to the press box and do all that, and then we've just been down on the field for a few minutes watching BP. Haven't gotten to talk to a lot of people, but it's been pretty fun so far.
Oh, and you know what tonight is. It's Giants-Dodgers. You get your first look at Giants-Dodgers. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited about tonight.
You know, because they say in the minor leagues, Giants-Dodgers, you know, take it down, you know, to the lowest level. Now, is there a Dodger affiliate in the Northwest League?
I don't think there was in the Northwest League.
Yeah.
No, I think... No.
No, I think they're in Montana, or Ogden maybe, something like that.
Yeah, because two of the guys I played with in college were on those teams.
Oh, okay, Dodger teams. All right, well, it's great to have you on the show. Now, can you explain why Florida keeps winning all these conference championships and Vanderbilt doesn't? I went to Florida.
Yeah, 2014, national championship, so... Yeah, they're a great team. It's always fun to play them.
I know. We had fun in Gainesville when I was there. Well, it's nice to have you on the show. We do this with all the first-round picks. And what are you going to do this winter, by the way?
I'm just going to – well, right now I'm at Instructs, so I'll be there for about another 3 weeks. And then just go home, work out, get stronger, work on my swing.
Brian Reynolds, what do you do in the instructional league so people get an idea of what your day is like?
Yeah, well, pretty much every day you play, you know, scrimmage, or not scrimmage, but, you know, play other teams, other organizations, but you're really focused on what you need to work on to get better. You know, it might be something hitting or defensively, but it's just really trying to fine-tune your game.
Sure, and for you, what are you working on if there's one area that you say, okay, this has been fun in the instructional league, this is what I work on?
Well, right now I'm trying to, you know, tweak my swing a little bit, you know, with my stride and hand placement, so hopefully that'll show up.
Yeah. And better one way or the other, lefty, righty?
It changes all the time. You know, you can feel good lefty and then, you know, feel bad righty, and then it'll switch the next day. So,
you know, it's funny, the pros tell you that all the time. You know, one year it's one way, one year the other, because you don't see a lot of pitching one year and you don't work on it as much.
Yeah, definitely. In college and high school, it seemed like I was hitting lefty 80% of the time and only hitting righty 20. So,
all right. Well, you're in San Francisco. Have you been here before in San Francisco?
Came down to the city for, you know, a wedding when I was a little kid, so I don't really remember it, and I didn't come to the field, so it's first time.
All right. Well, enjoy the city. It's a great place, and when you make it up here, you're going to see 40,000 every night. Pretty exciting. How do you feel about that?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I want to get up here as soon as possible, obviously.
All right. Nice to have you on the show, as always. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.